Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the Kicksville. Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Hello, there we go. Welcome to show number 3,252. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, T-Tent Smith, Robin Fox, and Mike Hawk.
Montgomery!
And you, and Metro. On tap today, Ryan Castle joins us from his basement dungeon studio. And once again, we will sit and spin today 10 hit songs not sung by the lead singer. We will play Profile This, plus headlines, midterm shot of the day, fumble listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Tim. Click, clack.
All right,
here we go. The owner of Fatty's Pizza decides to rob the owner of a different Fatty's Pizza in another town. Do the math on this one. Pennsylvania couple plot stepfather's death after catching them getting down. Florida woman argues with cop that it's essential to go to her friend's house to get high. After chicken barn burn, PETA wants you not to be a nugget in the air fryer type of guy. And a man texts the wrong woman. Turns out it might be the right woman. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, maybe you heard this, but the Pentagon has formally released three videos of UFOs, but they were taken by Navy pilots. Now, even though the footage is grainy, like almost all UFO footage, it is from the military, and it includes audio of the pilots trying to figure out what it is. Incidentally, they never determine what the objects are, but they know what they are not. Now, the good news is that for those of us that have seen UFOs with our own eyes, it's nice to have some kind of fleeting confirmation. But look, we understand you can't always believe your eyes, but it doesn't mean you're not seeing what you think you're seeing. If you're a fan of Good Morning America, you may not have believed your eyes when they cut to reporter Will Reeve. And like a lot of people, Will is working from home, and that's where he did a segment about pharmacies using drones to deliver meds. Now, he looked like any and every other TV journalist. Sports coat, button-up shirt, necktie. Until the on-screen graphic banner at the bottom, it got a little bit smaller. And he realized that Will was also wearing just his underwear underneath. He insists the shorts, you can look at the picture, they're boxer briefs. Good morning, America, indeed. Now, people see crazy stuff every day, not just UFOs and pantsless journalists. A subway operator in New York witnessed a woman poop on the train. I'm not making this part up. The number two train. In North Carolina, several people watched a lion drag a zoo employee into a cage by the neck. You can guess how that ended. Here's what we're talking about today. Maybe you expected to see it, maybe you didn't, but there, right in front of your own eyes, you saw whatever. So today's question is this. What did you see with your own eyes?
Be a part of the Big Show. Call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Oh, we made it!
Hold on, Charles, and away we go. Welcome to show number 3,252.
What happened there? Wow.
This was almost a guaranteed future repeat today, believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen. We almost had to put a repeat on about 5 minutes before we went on the air today.
Yeah.
You think we don't have to do these shows for a reason? We do. You never know when there's going to be an emergency. But we are here, and our question about what you saw with your own eyes, we'll get to that coming up. But first, as we encourage you to stay home, stay healthy, and stay connected, here is the latest. President Trump said the worst of the coronavirus is over in the United States during an event today at the White House, and once again said he thinks the virus is, quote, going to go away. Now, there have been at least 1,002,498 cases of coronavirus in the U.S., according to Johns Hopkins University. They have been tallying the cases. Number of confirmed U.S. coronavirus cases topped 500,000. According to Johns Hopkins tally, on April 10th, more than 56,000 people have died of coronavirus here in the United States. Governors across the United States are moving ahead with plans to reopen some of the state's economies, even as public health experts say the country lacks the necessary testing capacity to track and limit the spread of the coronavirus. Incidentally, Alabama Governor Kay Ivey said the current stay-at-home order will not be extended and will be lifted in Alabama on Thursday.
Okay.
So here at home, there were 16 new deaths and 165 new cases overall reported Monday in Washington. That is according to the State Department of Health. And as more tests were made available, the number of cases of COVID-19 in Washington grew. Confirmed cases statewide as of yesterday climbed to 13,686, including the 765 deaths. 416 of those happened here in King County. Okay. In the midst of all this stuff, and I think that I noticed this prevalently last night on Twitter on a couple of people that just kind of said, hey, don't know if what you were doing today or what you checked out, but it should be noted that the United States military and Navy just admitted that there are UFOs. This is the moment we've been waiting for our entire life. No one seems to care.
No, I mean, you know.
I mean, listen, it's not like it's an amateur photographer taking a picture of Bigfoot and going, hey, this might be Bigfoot. This is if the United States government took a picture of Bigfoot and said, hey, this might be Bigfoot. It's not Carl Spangler who lives on a farm in Iowa.
Well, the difference is, though, they've already been spending money on it. So we knew that they knew that there were some times you've been spending money on it for decades. And we know for a fact you don't just spend hundreds of millions of dollars on something you don't believe.
But as far as, and I have to be honest, as all the presidents go, okay, that we've had in our lifetime, right? The guy in my mind that should be able to announce that alien forms are out there, George Bush. Hey. Oh, man. Hey man, this is side. I'm going to have a press conference at 5 o'clock, man. We are going to talk about some cool S. I got Leonard Nimoy.
Right.
I got Mark Hamill.
You remember that pony here, son
exactly,
of a bitch.
Exactly, man. This is going to be great. We are going to tell you, man. UFO Bill. Woo!
You're right.
He would have been the guy.
I just never thought 2020 with everything going on, you'd be like, you know what? Dude from Blink 182 was right.
Exactly.
But all that said, it's just UFOs. I mean, that's all it is. They're just like, look, we admit there are some things we cannot explain. Our planes can't keep up. Here's the video. We already leaked it.
I told Laura, man, I'll crack a beer for UFOs, man. It's the only way I'm drinking again. Wow.
Have they talked about aliens yet?
No, but that's the difference.
Well, it's unidentified flying objects. Right. And as far
that's
as
that's not exciting. Yeah. We know what those are. If you've seen, like someone said earlier, they're like, if you throw a pizza pan in my face and I don't know what it is, it's a UFO. Yeah. It's like,
the military planes that are chasing these objects are the state-of-the-art aircraft out there. Nothing else can go as fast. Nothing else can catch up. I mean, there's only one way that they could possibly even tail these things for a while. And, Steve, what it was probably, what, 17, 18 years ago?
Something like that in the Bahamas,
yeah, that you were on a little weekend away, a little vacation. I think that was one of those vacations when we got in trouble for something that we did at work when we were not there.
Yeah, I explained. I was not even in the country. Still got in trouble anyway.
But you went out on the beach one night and saw something, right?
Yeah, there with a girlfriend, too. I mean, we both watched this thing for like an hour and a half. And it was crazy. And it doesn't matter who you tell. Do you think it was the... Here's a long story, or a short story. You just say, look, I know what it wasn't.
Yeah, but you know what
was
the difference was?
No, it wasn't a plane.
The difference
was
is...
Was it a helicopter? Was it a firefly?
It was unidentified.
Was it a hummingbird? I'm like, yes, it was one of those glowing, flashing hummingbirds that flies around at midnight.
Well, okay.
You know, those hummingbirds.
But also...
Those are kind of the coolest
ones. Ted and I know what you
They are the coolest ones because... Like, in my mind, I'm looking at a UFO, but no, it was a midnight glowing hummingbird.
Okay, but of all the people, that were there that day when you came back and said, okay, look, if I were to come back and go, hey, man, I saw a UFO, you'd be like, oh, God, here Miles goes again. It's like the dog that's on the bus riding by itself.
Sure.
If Ted came in, you'd be like, Ted, what were you on? Were you drunk? Were
but
you
But Ted
high?
Would be like, yes, I was high. You know,
but maybe we were.
Oh, you're sober.
Right? No, I'm not sober for sure. But what I'm saying
in Miles' defense, I saw a UFO one night in a hot tub on a river. And after about an hour of watching it, we were like, damn it, those are just planes lining up and kind of following this river. But there was that legit, like, 10 minutes where it was like, should we get out of the hot tub?
But if anybody's believable on this, it's you.
Why would you get out of a hot tub? Because, I mean, if an alien listen. A hot tub's a different moment in everyone's life. If you are in a hot tub, you want to be in that hot tub. Mm-hmm. So look, UFO, it physically lands in your backyard, door opens, the vapor comes out, the silhouette, it can say whatever. You'd be like, bro, you gotta give me like 10. I'm in a hot tub. Like, sorry.
But you had to be drunk, right?
Oh, for sure.
Okay, that's all right. Well, that probably had a lot to do with it. You know what I mean? Like anything else takes you out to go, oh yeah, airplane.
Sure.
What else could be in the air? But in your case, when you came back, I didn't doubt you.
Like, because I doubt. You don't
all, your
say
brother
this.
Works for NASA.
Right.
So, okay, that lends some credibility already, but you also have been interested, in space and everything else your entire life.
Sure.
So I think that you could logically deduct whether one way or another.
I did very logically deduct,
that's why,
but it doesn't matter.
But if it was me or Ted, you'd be like, nah.
Yeah, because you guys are idiots.
Right.
And liars.
Exactly. So in this instance, I
actually...
When
you're a stupid liar, of course I'm not going to believe
you. But when you came back, I did believe you. Like, I was like, you know what, man?
Well, I appreciate
that. UFO. Because I didn't think there'd be any reason why...
Look, it's not
you would make that up.
No, no.
You know, like...
There is no reason for me to make it up. There's no reason for me to make it up. I have no interest in making it up. And dealing with other people's scrutiny is not something you call a pastime of mine.
Sure.
But that said, it's not that people don't believe you. They just don't believe... that you saw what you think you saw. So everyone believes in that moment, in time, the story that you're telling them. Like, I believe that you think you saw this. That's not the question. No one ever doubted that. They just think I'm insane.
Well, the Pentagon...
Right, that's the other thing, too, right?
Right?
You're on vacation, like, right.
If you see Bigfoot, I don't doubt that you believe that you saw Bigfoot. I might doubt that you saw Bigfoot, but chances are, I believe the story you're telling. I just don't know if you're right. So I understand it. Still annoying as that.
On the Pentagon yesterday released three declassified videos that show U.S. Navy pilots encountering what appear to be unidentified flying objects. Yes, it looks like a TIE fighter. The grainy videos.
A TIE fighter. Look at that. Man, oh man, I knew it. Emperor's coming.
The grainy videos, which the Pentagon say depict unexplained aerial phenomena, were previously leaked, I believe you're right, Ted, by Travis Barker's group, with some believing they show alien UFOs.
Put some respect on Blink-182 name.
The Pentagon said it released the footage to clear up any misconceptions by the public on whether or not the footage...
Travis.
Travis Barker was the
drummer.
He's the drummer.
That's what I was saying.
He's
Travis Barker.
He's the guy that played with Post Malone the other night. According to a statement...
who might be an alien.
From the Department of Defense. After a thorough review, the department has determined that the authorized release of these unclassified videos does not reveal any sensitive capabilities or systems and does not impinge on any subsequent investigations of military airspace incursions.
The Pentagon has the ability to suck the font. I mean, just by making a statement. They're not even
like,
being negative.
Like lawyers,
it's just the way they talk. You're like, Jesus, you're no fun.
All they need to say is it's not one of our enemies.
Right.
So it's not classified. But they show what the pilots saw and what the pilots actually commented on as far as what they were seeing. Quote, it's accelerating like nothing I've ever seen, according to Commander David Fravor.
They get a little more layman's terms.
Videos show objects moving quickly through the sky, one of them seeming to spin in the air. If George W. could quote him, he'd say, look at that thing, dude. It's rotating. That's what the pilot said. That's right. Why Bush should have been the guy. He should have been brought back. They should have said, hey, man, you get to do this. Release of the videos by the Pentagon as to the legitimacy of the videos, based on the fact that they said, yes, this actually happened. We don't know exactly what they are. Unidentified flying objects.
Yeah.
That's basically what it is. But there you go. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of a big deal.
For them to release it, sure.
I mean, in our lifetime, we've never heard. I mean, you would think that somebody would come out there and legitimately say, look, guys, obviously, based on the size of the universe, based on everything else that we know, there is
people
obviously.
People have been saying it forever. They just get discredited. I mean, everything you're saying has already happened. So it's not that. It's whether or not the public cares. I mean, it's that basic.
But as far as a government agency coming out and saying, yes, we don't know what this is.
They have. And again, if you get discredited, the public doesn't care. It doesn't. Like, this stuff's been happening forever. This is just the first time that they have officially said, yes, we're cool releasing this. That's the only difference.
And it's only ours.
The footage has been around forever. In England, Mexico, they openly talk about this stuff. Doesn't mean it's real, but they openly talk about it in a dialogue. For whatever reason here, we don't. It's the American way. But nothing new is happening. This is just the first time that the military says, yeah, here, publicly, here's the thing. And, you know, frankly, we don't know what the hell it is, so it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you don't know what it is either.
That's right.
Essentially, they just showed us a video of what? I mean, really, that's like me taking a video at home. Maybe I drop my phone. You can't tell if it's a dust bunny under my fridge or the vacuum cleaner. And I release that video, and people get excited. Like, it's not, you still don't know what it is.
I think those are called orbs.
Mm-hmm. Or streetlights,
depending. Thank you,
Ted. So our question, now that we've the Pentagon has released three UFO videos, what did you see with your own eyes? 844-999-OLA.
A lot of invisible forces at work these days.
A couple of things here. People agreeing with Pentagon speak. Just the ability to suck things out. I can't read what they said they could suck the fat out of. But
oh, man, the way they word things is just so technically boring.
And then other people, it's not, who did you say? It's not Travis Barker. It's Tom DeLong.
Tom DeLong.
Yeah, Travis Barker's saying, like, he, Blink-182 is big, but he was the drummer, Travis.
Tom DeLong.
DeLong.
Yeah, that's what his name means. Tom DeLong.
He better, that's one of those names, man. If you got it, it'd be like called like Billy Huge Penis. You better have a huge penis.
Right? Hey, man, my mother's maiden name is Cox.
Yep.
She got three brothers.
Yeah. I mean.
What's wrong, what? Ted?
I'm just saying, dude was right. I ain't clowning his name.
No, he's been talking about this
Tom DeLong?
Yes, he has.
Yes, and you're exactly right. Everybody's like, he's lost it. What happened to Blink-182? Blah, blah, blah. Then they were going to do the Fire Festival, and now UFOs are real.
See? Ta-da!
Yeah. Ted's History of Human Life.
Yeah. Right.
We thought Tom DeLong was crazy to cancel the Fire Festival, and UFOs are real. And that is the history of human life on Earth, kids.
This has been our last year.
Insanity. Sorry. Like the other day.
Are you losing it, man?
Yeah, a little bit. But somebody's like, you know, you shouldn't be on a Zoom call. I heard it's owned by the Chinese government. What do they got to do? Come over here and arrest me for something?
Right.
For what?
Yeah.
Like, I'm in my damn house.
Everything in your house is from China.
I know.
There's not a thing in there that's not.
I'm sure all the plastic flags I'm hanging
are. You're watching it on a machine from China.
Right.
And then when you turn that off and turn your television on, guess where that's from?
Like,
when you open your refrigerator.
Right.
That's everything. What did you see with your own eyes? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Elise. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, guys.
Hola. So, Elise, what did you see?
So this was about a year ago. The apartment complex I live at, there is a Circle K directly next door to it, which is convenient, but it can get a little sketchy, mostly at night. So I normally don't go at night, but in the day, it's pretty okay. So one day I had finished doing some grocery shopping. I was on my way home and I was like, you know what? let me fill up on gas, so I'll be good for the week for work. So I pull into the parking lot, and there's no one there. There's maybe one guy leaning up against the wall. And as I get closer, this guy's leaning up against the wall and the Redbox kiosk that is there. And as I get closer, I notice he is not buying a movie. He is, in fact, relieving himself in the middle of the day at 1 p.m.
Is this a number one or number two?
Number one, luckily.
Okay. All right. Well, that's better.
I don't know that luckily is the word, but I understand perhaps
was
more beneficial.
Was he facing you or was he turned into the corner?
Sort of. He was kind of sort of facing the corner, but the angle I was coming up on, I could still see everything.
So he gave you kind of a side view.
Yeah.
And what did you think? I mean, honest to God, in your brain, did you think like, all right, he's doing okay? Or did you think, you know, that's really disappointing?
I didn't know what to think. I was just like, what? I was like, I didn't think I saw what I thought I saw. And I was like, he's not doing it. And I was like, oh, no, he is doing what I think he's doing.
I feel like I see people peeing. I'm not making this up, at least. Honest to God, on my way to work this morning, on I-5 headed downtown, as I get closer to downtown, there's a couple of overpasses, so there's some cover.
Sure.
And there's a dude, and he's peeing between the lanes, but he's covered. Mm-hmm. He's not going to get hit. He was peeing. I've been on the phone outside of a bagel shop in downtown. People walking around everywhere. I stepped into the alley just to kind of get off the street and talk on the phone, waiting for my bagel. And this dude rolls around the corner, penis already out. I just remember it looked like an uncooked hot dog. It looked like if the Gordon Fisherman had an uncooked hot dog hanging out of his zipper, and he just pees like 5 feet away from
there's kind of like a...
I watched a guy take a deuce. Like outside of a kind of a fancy bar that sucked. just down the street, South Lake Union. We were sitting there. I was with a couple mutual friends of Miles and I, and we first of all, it sucked because we couldn't get service, and there's nobody in there, middle of the day. But then it was like, that guy's taking a poop. Let's go to the next bar.
See, at least it could be so much worse.
The difference were when things were normal and people were going out and everything else.
In my neighborhood, outdoors.
Fremont, it's pretty big nightlife, and a lot of people get dropped off there because they're going to go to drink. And right beside my home is kind of like a parking lot, but it goes back into the back alley.
Yeah.
So it's not that I see anybody who is, on the street or whatever using the bathroom. What I see is I see limos drive up and a dude will drop with a hat on and a suit jacket and run into the bushes and pee. But every Uber driver, it's not even like, you know what I mean? Like anybody, taxi drivers, Uber drivers, Lyft drivers.
That means it's the same spot.
Bus drivers. They all know where the spot is. And they go, that's why when it rains, I smell urine.
But it's the urine of drivers.
It really is. Yes, all the time. Our question now, what did you see with your own eyes? 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
It would be a real-life doozy to see, although you've all watched the Tiger King thing. A witness told authorities a gate blocked by a ball at a North Carolina animal preserve allowed a lion to reach three people, cleaning an enclosure, and begin a fatal attack, biting one intern's ankle, pulling her into the enclosure.
I'm recreating the scene in case you can't.
The animal trainer, Ashley Watts, reportedly separating the 14-year-old lion named Mathia into a section of an enclosure at the Burlington location. According to that, the gate that secures that section was blocked by a large ball. And the lion entered the area that Watts, 22-year-old intern Alex Black, and a second intern were cleaning and attacked Black, according to the report.
Mm-hmm.
Watts tried to separate them, but
it's like Star Trek.
Are you saying because
yeah,
the tiger's black, Ted? Is that why you're there laughing? Is that the problem? I mean, between Black and Watts.
Y'all get your ass.
Yeah, exactly. What's scarier? Watts tried to separate them, but before she could close the gate, Mathia bit Black's ankle and pulled her into the enclosure.
It's so much worse when it makes it sound racist.
I know you're reading a real story.
I feel bad. Like
a, if a word showed up in there.
Maybe this is a relative of James the Dolphin.
Yeah.
Riddick advised the fire department personnel using a fire hose to separate the lion and Black without success, according to the report. The lion dragged Black around the enclosure by her neck for an extended amount of time. After attempts to sedate the lion with darts failed, hey, dude, you got a dart in your neck. Deputy shot the lion 8 times, killing the animal and ensuring that Black's body could be safely recovered. According to the report, the initial assessment showed that she died from multiple deep lacerations to the neck, significant blood loss.
They did an autopsy.
The probable cause
probable.
Of death is mauling by animal.
That's the
even though they all witnessed it.
People watched a woman get dragged into a cage by her neck with a lion.
Mm-hmm.
And you did an autopsy.
Yep.
Just in case she had a previous heart condition.
And she hadn't been there long. The attack occurred less than 2 weeks after Black, a recent college graduate from Indiana, began working at the nonprofit wildlife facility. Isn't that the way this even when you're watching, I mean, Joe Exotic, I mean, they all seem like all these guys, like
volunteers,
all these kids are right. Just going down, you know what I mean? And obviously they have a love of animals,
but think
and
about
they
it
they want to help and they if go and they volunteer at these places.
You're at that age, right?
And then you
have a chance to work with exotic care. I mean, if that's what you're into, absolutely.
Yeah,
I'm telling you about Black.
That doesn't seem that crazy for the cops to shoot the tiger a bunch, because I mean,
they're not trained to deal with that. They are not trained
to
deal with that.
But also, the tiger is massive.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like if you live in Alaska, like a 9mm is not going to do a ton of good. The wildlife is huge.
Ted, they just had footage the other day of a tiger in, I believe, Nepal. And they had always questioned, as far as, you know, how far do tigers go outside of their normal realm of, you know, where the family is and everything
else? Are they hungry?
Yeah. And they never knew that they really would go too high. But there's this video footage of like a tiger at 10,000 feet. And when you see like how sparse the trees are, because as you go up, it becomes more alpine.
Sure.
It opens up a little bit, like if you're hiking and you get up to the top and you can finally see. It's got this look, and you see this cat walking up the hill, and you're like, Jesus God. Like,
right.
Oh my God.
You would never think in a million years
that in the Himalayas.
To be in the Himalayas,
high up, you know, where you're thinking, I got my axe, I got my crampons, and there's a huge Bengal tiger. You know what I mean? Like,
well, that's like years ago, I watched a show and they were like, one thing you can always know is they don't like water. Right. And then the next scene is like, turns out we were wrong. Here they are swimming like across this river to eat villagers.
Yeah, sharks don't move. They're dead.
No, they sleep like that.
Or horses sleep standing up.
Yeah, but it's just bizarre. I mean, because you think about that. I'm just trying to get acclimated. Here's a Bengal tiger. You know what I mean? You're high up there. You are way up.
But everything about your scenario is unlikely for me. One, even if it's tiger-free, do you want to go 10,000 feet in the Himalayas? I mean, I don't.
No.
I don't.
Yeah, but that's nuts.
Yes, it is.
Oh, well, anyway. What did you see with your own eyes? 844-999-OLA.
We promise it's tiger-free.
Yeah.
You just got to climb up to 10,000 feet, like, out.
But that's what I'm saying. Even if you go 10,000 feet, they're still up there.
Right. More of a no.
Right.
You're telling me I climbed 10,000 feet in the Himalayas.
A glacier, I'm meditating.
And I got to deal with a tiger.
Eat by Tony the Tiger?
Yeah. You're great.
No way.
You're a sucker. I'm up here without oxygen.
Exactly. I don't need crampons. Look at these claws.
I like his, but I'll eat your adult ass. Hello, Ken. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, gentlemen, so I was living in Arizona for a little bit, and my buddy and I got into this routine of the morning go out, and we found where there was this cactus, and it must have been a woodpecker sort of thing. It had built its nest into the side of this cactus, and sure enough, we see little egglets, and hear the little birdies chirping, and mom would come in, and now it's food. So we'd sit there in the morning, start our day, and at night watch it, and, you know, watch them over course of a couple of weeks, and we're like, okay, these things are probably about ready to fly, and we're sitting there one night talking about the day, and yeah, we didn't get to find out because here came the owl and ate them all.
Oh, well, that's okay. Well, that was like a real nature minute there. Just like planet Earth, it always ends with a death. You know what I mean?
Yeah, look at these roadrunners, all these babies, and an owl came and ate them. No, the problem in the nature documentaries, and what do they say, like, don't name things you're going to eat? They always give it a name.
We've been following this lion cub. We've called her Simbata. Simbata finally got away from her mother, and Simbata's going to go out.
Oh, my God, the circle of life.
What's the
little
last
cute Simbata's a bloody pulp in the teeth of a hyena.
What's the last one that I saw recently? It was, like, from Planet Earth 2 or something. Basically, the trailer is, like, this iguana's just walking through the desert. My and so 9 million snakes. Right. And then it just takes
Had to, like, fight him.
And they're all running behind him. Yeah. He's like leaping on rocks and stuff. I mean, like, these snakes are just coming out of everywhere. You know what I mean? It's insane.
I'm glad I don't live there.
Yeah.
I'm so glad I'm not a wild animal, man. Every time I watch these nature shows, I'm like, I'm not cut out for this ass man. Yeah. I am not cut out for your lifestyle.
I have. That's why I didn't watch that show.
He did what we'd all do.
What did you see with your own eyes? 844-999-OLA. More calls on the way in seconds.
Shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.